So if the Yetzirah tells you, don't bother keeping Lashon Hara because you're not going to be able to keep it anyways, it's too difficult, don't listen to him. Because even a little bit is worth a lot. Every little bit is really worth a lot. That was the Chofetz Chaim, what he said until now. Now, says the Chofetz Chaim, because who are filu lefi divrei Yetzer, what I just told you right now, that even if the Yetzirah is right, that how long you're going to be able to shut your mouth for a day, 2 days, and maybe even you're only going to keep a little bit of not speaking Lashon Hara, it's still worth it. Even if you agree to the Yetzirah, shelo yoyel haskama v'hakabala, it won't help your decision and your Kabbalah, shiakabo belibo alaba, rakayam yuchadim, that this Kabbalah that you took will only help for a few days. Ach, ka'asher na'amik yoyser be'inyan zetireh, but if you think a little bit deeper about this, really you'll see, Shetainus a Yetzirah sheker meikaroi. It's all a lie, the tain of the Yetzirah. Kikvar nivchan bekur hanesoyin. It's already been checked in the kur hanesoyin, in the testing machinery. Kiim yirtzo la'amol bezeh. If a person wants to work on this midah of not speaking Lashon Hara, kol oid shiyargil bezeh, as he gets used to it and used to it, yakel hu lehishamer, it'll become easier and easier for you to keep it. It's all about habit. We are creatures of habit. And if you're used to not thinking about what you're saying, chas v'shalom, so then everything's hefker. Ki yargish be'etz sheyotzi mepiv ezer dibur shelo kahagen. Once you get used to it, you already start to feel when something not right is coming out of your mouth. You already chop it. You get used to knowing what's correct and what's not correct. Tachas asher b'tichilas olo hirgish machas roiv rutzis hergoloi. In contrast to earlier, when you were just speaking, it would just go, you know, someone just give me the mic. You know, you're just used to spitting out whatever you wanted. Yeah. With a little bit of being mizores, kicking yourself a little bit, but just a little bit, you can bring yourself from holding back, from talking, diburim asurim. Once the Yetzirah doesn't have the koyach of habitation, you are working on getting out of the habit, it's all going to fall away to the side. Even if, you know, things get busy and maybe there becomes a certain period of time where you're not able to listen to Rabbi Glantz's shir, maybe you can't make it every day for some terrible reason. You wouldn't be able to make it to my shir. Let's say, if you're ridiculous. Oh, Shema says, Atzmo bekama pa'amim, shenitzeich oiso yetzer be'inyin zeh. Or maybe the Yetzirah beat you a couple of times. It was, you know, too juicy. It was too juicy. So you decided, yeah, Gehenim's probably worth this. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna go all in, right? I'm gonna go all in on the hand that I got. Don't be misyayish. Everyone can sing along now. Don't be misyayish. You go back and you're mechazik more, and you start again. That's what you want to sing.
Yeah, what's that statement of Chazal that says something like you do something like three times, it becomes a habit or something?
Oh, once you do a chet, but that's not talking about when you do tshuva on it. When you're
well, there's a very common idea in psychology, which is like accepted by everyone, of the more you say yes to something, the easier it is to say yes. The more you say no, the easier it is to say no. So I was thinking you could tie the two of them together, because it's like, this is like habit building and breaking 101. Like, you know, this is what he's talking about.
Right.
All the time. But I'm saying, there's, as far as building a habit, if I'm sure you could apply here, like, yeah, it is saying for a chet, but withholding from a chet, it's the same idea. It becomes a habit. It loses its status as a habit. It becomes easier.
Beautiful. Thank you for, all right. Thank you for unmuting yourself. That was totally, that was great. If you pick yourself up and you fight again, eventually you're going to win. And for the rest of your days, you're going to be able to keep from speaking Lashon Hara. This is what Chazal meant by brachos. Always be margiz. What's margiz? It means usually roigaze is like to get angry. For hargaza zu hainu. What is this hargaza? Shiasa imo milcham lo'ilam. You're in a battle. You got to keep fighting. Vainu kamosha kasavnu. You battle. You get yourself, your mizari is yourself. He hits you with a left hook, right? You get knocked down, but you don't get knocked out. He counts to seven, the referee. You get back up. You put your hands back up. You get there. Chavos Chaim says, you're going to be the menatzeach. It's a milchama. And you got to keep fighting that milchama. And eventually the Chavos Chaim promises us, v'yehu ha-menatzeach. You're going to be able to be the winner. So now the Chavos Chaim says something that is brought a few times in different svarim of the Chavos Chaim. You have probably heard this mashal of the Chafetz Chaim more than once, davening, which is how we'll see in a second. The Chafetz Chaim heard it was in l'inyan davening, but he's applying it over now to lashon hara. V'shemati b'shem goyin echad, and I heard b'shem a goyin, one of the goyinim, a big genius. Shoshol odamosoy, a person asked him. I didn't have concentration in most of davening. And I'm already, you know, at Moedim I woke up. How should he try to get himself to start paying attention? I know this ever happened to you on Shabbos, you know, when like, you know, you're davening and the Shabbos davening and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, slachlanu, and you're like, oh God, did anyone see me? Just, and you're kind of like this. Well, nothing happened. I didn't do slachlanu. I think one time on Shabbos davening, I actually made it past slachlanu. I made it to like the bracha of Re'evi on Yenu. And then when I finished it, I was like, how did I not wake up even from Slachalanu? I was so terribly daydreaming that, so that happens. So the person asked this Goyin, what happens if you are daydreaming? Veshiva, and he answered him, Mashal l'mad davar doyme. I'll give you a mashal. L'tinoikas achas, there was a girl, sha'amda ala shuk, basal gadol, sha'yirokos limkor. There was a girl, she was selling vegetables in the shuk, right? The kids used to help out with the pranasa back in the day. Upaga ba anas echad, and one mean guy, you know, knocked into her on purpose, and it fell over. The hiskolachtoif mahasal, and started grabbing stuff that was in the basket. The nivola, and she was totally bewildered. Velo yoder shum eitza echlas, she didn't know what to do. This guy's jacking all of her cucumbers. Pikeach echad aman lemerachik. There was one smart guy who was in the distance, Amarla, and he said to her, Matam di, why are you just standing there? Amatam dini, what are you waiting for? Ach yachtoif kuloi, till he grabs everything? Hine hu choytef, he's grabbing. Kam at chitfi, you also grab. V'chol ma shatala b'yadech, yeh shalach, whatever you're able to grab will remain yours. You also start grabbing. Kena davar mamish b'inyan atfilah. Same thing when you're davening. Hina yitzar miskabra ala adam. The yitzar comes. Who mapel of atzlus umachshav zaros. He goes. He starts taking you. It's amazing what you're able. What comes into your head during davening. Things you haven't thought about in years. Everything you have to take care of that day. You can make a whole list of things that all of a sudden comes into your head during davening. Until you're not paying attention to for much of the davening. That's what he's doing. Gam ata chatoif grab v'zoriz etzatzmacha b'chul koychacha, and you start grabbing with all your strength. The chavim v'abrochas shir dayim ofanech. Whenever you wake up, chaperai, start grabbing the cucumbers. Start grabbing the brachas that are left. That is le'inyan davening. Kein hadover mamish b'inyanenu. Same thing by us when it comes to lashon hara. Hayetzer nischacha b'yom zeh b'dibur masurim. One day, he got you, and you spoke lashon hara. Ata amoid v'eschazik negdoi l'machor l'natzchay. Next day, pick yourself up and go get some cucumbers, and you start getting him. Fa'afilu im chas v'shalom. And even chas yisholom, yisomis shiyanetzchecha oyedapan. If he beats you again, afal pikein chas revis chasik negdo lalachim itoy. Again, chap whatever you can. Ubevada ya azorcha kodesh baruchu. And certainly a promise of a haftacha from the Chafetz Chaim. Ubevada ya Hashem will help you. Shitei gamkei mamanatzkin. That you'll also be menatzeach. Kiaba litayer, someone that comes to be matayer himself, Messiah Yisoy, Hashem helps you. Klolo shel davar, what's the general rule at the end of the day, says the Chafetz Chaim? La'olam, sorry, kol yomav shel adam yei melchama beino ben yetzer. Constantly battle with your yetzahara. This is what the Chazal meant, what I told you before. La'olam yarig is adam al yitzroi. If he knocks you down, if the Moshe of the Yetzirah gets you one day, do not leave your place. Do not be miayish. Do not crawl into bed. This and that. And this is an important rule for everything. Sometimes this, I saw from a very, very chashav mashkiach. This pasuk Elas is a very, very important yisoid. Im ruach ha-moishol ta'ala alecha, if the Yetzirah beats you, mekoimcha al tinach. Sometimes the Yetzirah beats you, go to first Seder, go to second Seder, go to night Seder, daven three times. The first thing by the Yetzirah is mekoimcha al tinach. He knocked you down, he beat you in this. Do not give up your regular Seder ayoim. Okay, you did a chait. Maybe it was even a big avera. First things first, mikoimcha al tinach. Continue being a yeshiva bacher. Continue your avodas Hashem. You'll work on that. You'll work on that avera. A lot of times, it's not even about that avera. He just wants to shake up your whole schedule. He can get your whole day from getting you to do that avera. The first rule is, do not let go of where you're holding and all you're steiging. And yeah, that is the Chafetz Chaim for today. And Be'ez Hashem, it looks like we're going to finish the Hakdama tomorrow. And then we'll start the actual Shaar Rishon of Shmiras HaLashon.